Now, Donald Trump is not the only outsider candidate in this race, right? You could say that about Democratic Socialist Bernie Sanders. Sanders did not do very well yesterday in the big Super Tuesday voting, but historian Margaret O'Mara says that Bernie Sanders reminds her of Democrat Henry Wallace. Wallace ran for president in 1948, lost in the Democratic primary to Harry Truman. But Professor O'Mara told me that Wallace had a big impact on history because he was
kind of like Bernie Sanders, the candidate of many progressive-minded voters who were concerned about issues like civil rights, about the increasing conservatism of the Democratic Party, about the increasing freeze of the Cold War and foreign policy. And while Wallace didn't win, obviously, he kind of forced Truman to, and the Democrats as a whole, to make civil rights, for example, a plank of the Democratic Party platform, which was a really big move, and brought that out into the conversation and mobilized a lot of voters, particularly African American voters in the South, along with him.
So to you, the history lesson is that Bernie Sanders does have an important role to play?
Yes, candidates like Bernie Sanders put issues into the mainstream of political conversation. They become prominent because they are tapping into problems that voters are feeling that the two mainstream parties aren't addressing. And they become a way for those, they articulate some of these dissatisfactions and these concerns.
What's the issue that you see Bernie Sanders carrying forward, his version of the civil rights in 1948? How can Bernie Sanders affect the Democratic platform and affect policy?
It's the issue of income inequality and the way that Democratic voters, much of the Democratic base, feels the Democratic Party no longer is speaking and acting on those issues, that it's too conciliatory towards the interests of corporations and Wall Street.
We're talking Super Tuesday results and history here with Margaret O'Mara, professor at the University of Washington. She studies the history of American politics. On the Republican side, Trump seems unstoppable. Why do you think that Trump resonates so much right now, based on your understanding of history?
Trump is a candidate of authority in a world where a lot of authority is broken down. In some ways, his rise is surprising and shocking. In other ways, it's not that surprising. We've had 50 years of increased skepticism and questioning about American institutions, whether they be big government or corporations or institutions of all sorts, including universities. And Trump is speaking to voters who feel that they need someone who's going to have authority in this world where everyone's an expert, everything seems relative, where we have an overload of information, and oftentimes the loudest voices in the room win.
University of Washington history professor Margaret O'Mara Skyping with us there, giving us her long view. Her latest book is Pivotal Tuesdays, Four Elections That Shaped the 20th Century. We'll keep following the presidential election with you here. Love to hear your point of view and anything you're doing about it. We've heard a lot of opinions. I'd like to know how you are participating way out here in the upper left-hand corner in the presidential race. You can let us know at 206-221-3663, 221-3663. And, of course, we're live tweeting this show right now at KUOW.